I have the opportunity to do some substitute teaching occasionally, and I enjoy doing that. And, you know, you go into these classrooms where the teachers have these all kinds of sayings on the walls, motivational type sayings, and there's many different ones. But I saw one recently that I really liked, and it was this: wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. Right is right, even if no one is doing it. And I really appreciated that sentiment. And it ties in with the lesson that we're going to talk about today. And the lesson comes from Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2. And I just want to read that for you, because basically the thought in that verse and this saying, that this motivational saying, they agree with one another. And the motive and the principle underlies what God is saying here. And what is he saying here? Look at verse 2. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. Think about that for a minute. The first half of that verse is what I want to focus on this morning. And I want us to think about that. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. You know, in contrast to the changing standards of the world, and we could talk about many of those changing standards that have occurred over the past 100 years, the Bible remains the same. The Word of God does not change. And God has revealed His truth to us about who we are and how we should act. The world, more often than not, wants you to follow the crowd. They want you to believe what they believe. And that is a very strong temptation, because there are a lot of reasons why, psychological reasons, why we want to be in a big crowd. And it's fun to be in a big crowd when the big crowd is doing something together. And if they're doing something that's good, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But a lot of times the crowd wants to do things that are not right. And in that regard, the Christian must stand up and not participate in those things. Christians follow the standard of Jesus Christ as revealed in the Scriptures. And therefore, Christians are going to do what Christ wants them to do, not the crowd. So let's think about that this morning. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. First of all, because the crowd does not define what is right and wrong. Secondly, because evil is always wrong, no matter how many people are doing it. And third, because running with the crowd will change you into who they want you to be. And God doesn't want you to be defined by them. So let's think about these three things as we think about this great command that God gave. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. Have you ever heard of cultural relativism? This is the notion that the culture defines what is right and wrong. But of course, the problem with that is that cultures change, and different cultures define things differently. So what our culture may say is good, another culture on the other side of the world may say that is evil. And so there's a conflict there between cultures. When we think about some of these conflicts, there are many different notions. For example, there have been cultures that were racist. Does that mean that because that culture said racism was okay, that it was okay? Of course not. There are other cultures and contemporary culture in our society today that says homosexuality is okay. Just because the culture says it is okay, does that mean it is okay? Of course not. What defines right and wrong? It is not the culture. It is God. God is who says what is right and what is wrong. And he tells us in his word that Jesus is the model, that Jesus is the example for what is right and wrong. Think about John 14, verse 6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so Jesus taught that he was the standard, and we need to understand that Jesus is the standard of right and wrong. He was the standard, and then he gave his apostles that standard to teach to others. In John chapter 16, verse 13, he said this, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Think about that for a minute. All truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So Jesus was the standard of right and wrong, and he lived a perfect life. And now he gives that teaching to his apostles through the Holy Spirit, who are guided into all truth. And in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, Paul says, writes these words. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so today, we have the scripture, and the scripture tells us about Jesus Christ and the teaching of his apostles, and that gives us all truth. Now that's the standard for what is right and what is wrong. The crowd does not like that standard. They don't want the word of God to be the standard for right and wrong because they want to define what is right and wrong. They want to define what is right and wrong so that they can control you and get you to do what they want to do. Jesus put it like this in John chapter 15 and verses 18 and 19. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you because the world loves its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So you see, Jesus is setting up that there is a fundamental contrast between what the world says, what the crowd says, and what he says and what he teaches. And those two things are going to come into conflict. Peter would sort of give us a practical example of this in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verses 3 and 4, when he said this, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. Now he said, we did all of those things before we became Christians, but today we don't do those things anymore. And what does the world think about that? Here's what he says. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. In other words, when the life that we choose to live as Christian comes into conflict with the world and what the world says, then the world is going to first of all think that you are strange because you don't behave like they behave. And secondly, they are going to speak evil about you. Now that's how the world behaves. That's how the crowd behaves. But we do not follow a crowd to do evil, because the crowd does not define what is right and wrong. But then secondly, we don't follow a crowd to do evil because evil is always wrong, no matter how many people do it. God, of course, is the standard for what is right and wrong. And God does not change. In Malachi 3 and verse 6, he says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. God does not change. Jesus Christ does not change. We have a firm standard upon which to know what is right and what is wrong. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do, or has he spoken and will he not make it good? That's the question that's asked in Numbers 23 and verse 19. And the interesting thought in that context is that this was Balaam prophesying to Balak, because Balak had asked Balaam to change what he had said about the children of Israel. And God took control of Balaam and spoke directly through him and said, he is not going to change. And so, God doesn't change. Well, the Bible teaches that it is evil to change the truth. That is, to change that which is wrong into something that is right, like the culture seeks to do and the crowd seeks to do so many times. Isaiah 5 and verse 20 says, "Woe to those who call good evil," or I'm sorry, "who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." In other words, those who come in and who say, "Oh, this isn't evil, it's actually good. And this isn't good, it's actually evil." To get those things confused, God says, is woeful. Proverbs 17 and verse 5 says this, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." So if we condemn what is right, God will consider that a hateful thing. And if we tell the wrong, "You're okay," God will consider that a hateful thing. "Take heed, therefore, the light which is in you, that it be not darkness." Luke chapter 11 and verse 35. Jesus says that. Don't get those two things confused. Now, this isn't limited to just morality. It's true regarding all of God's teaching. The crowd often substitutes their own plan of salvation for God's plan of salvation. And it doesn't matter how many people say that there is some other plan than the plan that God has in His Word. God's plan is still God's plan. And the crowd's plan is still their plan. Now, which one is going to work? The crowd's plan or God's plan? It's going to be God's plan. The crowd often substitutes their own worship for God's worship. And they will do anything and everything and call it worship. Does that mean it is worship just because the crowd does it? It does not. We know what God wants us to do in worship because He has revealed that to us in His holy word. Just because the crowd says that worship is not what God says it to be doesn't mean that God is wrong. Evil is still evil, no matter how many people are doing it. The crowd substitutes their own religion for God's religion, and they will start doing anything and everything in the name of religion. Does that mean it is right just because the crowd is doing that? Of course not. In fact, just the opposite. We need to stay with what God has said. In Matthew chapter 15 and verses 6 through 9, Jesus addressed this very issue in regard to the Pharisees, because they had substituted their own teachings and their own doctrines for that of God's. And Jesus said, "Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me in vain. They draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" You see, that is just as wrong as substituting something that is morally wrong and calling it right. It is just as wrong to substitute something that is doctrinally wrong and calling it right. That's what Jesus is telling us here in Matthew 15 and verses 6 through 9. Many times when our young people grow up and they leave the home, they encounter all kinds of pressure from their friends, from their other family members who were not members of the church, and from many others who will come in and who will say, "Oh, it's okay to do all of these things." But is it what the Bible teaches? That's what we need to know. If it's not what the Bible teaches, then it's not okay to do those things, because that's the standard. Even in religion, there are those who would change God's authority in place of their own authority. And those who are growing up in the church need to know that not everyone out there is as friendly toward the Bible as we are. And they will handle it very loosely and will handle it in a way that is not fitting. And so have some integrity. The word integrity means to keep it together. Have some integrity and don't do what the crowd says to do. Don't just go after every wind of doctrine, like Paul says some do in the book of Ephesians. Evil is always wrong, no matter how many people are doing it. And then finally, you shall not follow a crowd to do evil, because running with the crowd will change you to who they want you to be. Why do we let the crowd influence us to begin with? There are so many reasons. Sometimes we want to feel like we're part of something bigger than just ourselves. That is a feeling. That is a desire that we have. That desire within us. If we're just part of something bigger, you see, what do we get out of that? Self-justification and validation. That's all we get out of it. It's all about self, you see, when we pursue the crowd. Another reason, we want to be accepted by others. And that's a strong desire, to be accepted by others. But following the crowd to do evil is not the right way to be accepted by others. We can be accepted by others without participating in the wrong things that they do. Sometimes we want validation for what we think and what we feel. Well, I feel this or I feel that. I'm going to go find a bunch of people who agree with me. And you see, that way I will be validated. Well, you might be validated, but you will be wrong, and you will be validated in being wrong. The crowd does not make it right. Following the crowd is really about trying to relieve our own negative thoughts about ourselves and our own negative feelings about ourselves. Those are spiritual needs that we have that only Jesus can address. And the crowd is not a substitute for Jesus. In Luke 16 and verse 15, Jesus said to those who were following the crowd, he said this, You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. So just because men want it, just because men agree to it, just because men think it's great, doesn't mean that God does. Don't justify yourself before others. Be justified before God through Jesus Christ. When we let the crowd influence us, we end up becoming someone different than who God made us to be. We will soon take on the identity of the crowd. And the crowd will then define for us what is right and what is wrong. We see that so often in the actions of our politicians in this country, who a decade ago would have condemned one sort of behavior, but today they do not, but rather approve it. Why? Because the crowd changed, and to get the votes, they need to change with the crowd. Do not be deceived. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33 says, evil company corrupts good habits or morals. Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 6 to a church who was following the crowd. He said, your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? What was he talking about there? When you make bread, you put in yeast, and that yeast causes the bread to rise. That yeast is an influence. And the crowd, if we follow after them, will be an influence on us to do things that we ought not to do. A little leaven, a little influence, leavens the whole lump. It changes who you are. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. It says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Do you see what it's saying about influence there? You are who you hang around with. And who do we want to hang around with? The crowd or with God and with Jesus Christ? That's who we need to be hanging around with. Not the crowd. Don't be defined by the crowd. Be defined by Jesus. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Paul said, I can't be a servant of Christ and seek to please men. That is, to follow the crowd. He can't be Christ's servant at the same time. Why is that? Because when Christ identifies us, and we are identified in Christ, that is, we will understand that we've got to stand up for Christ and not what everyone else wants to do. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2 and verse 20. And Galatians 3 verses 27 through 28 says this, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Why did Paul say that? Because you see, one can so identify with any of these different classes so as to follow the crowd to do evil. And that's not who we are as Christians anymore. We belong to Christ. And so we don't identify with the crowd. Christians must have the integrity to do what is right, even when no one else is looking. Let's not follow the crowd to do evil, as Exodus 23 and verse 2 tells us the crowd does not define what is right and what is wrong. Evil is always evil, no matter how many people do it. And running with the crowd will change you into who they want you to be, not what God wants us to be. And so let's stick with the Word of God. Let's do what He wants us to be, and let's not follow the crowd. Maybe this morning you would like to start on the right road to following the Lord Jesus Christ. By accepting His plan for salvation, you can become a Christian this morning. And what is that? To hear His word and believe it. Repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. In doing that, you will not be following the crowd, but you will be dedicating your life to Jesus Christ and to His teaching so that He can define you and that you can be what God wants you to be each and every day. Would you follow His holy will this morning? We invite you to do so while together we stand and while we sing.